So I've said that metta is like this kind of high water table. So do you believe this? Do you believe that metta is there for the having, if you like, there for the expression? If there's nothing in the way, do we believe that it can just flow? I just want to say that I'm talking about it in this one particular way. There's many different ways of talking about metta. So, I mean, very often it's talked about as we find the little seeds of metta and we water them with awareness and let them grow in this way. That's another perfectly valid model. I'm not making any critique against that model. I just felt inspired to bring in a different model. The more models we've got, as long as they're vaguely correct, the better, I think. It's not a metaphysical statement, the sense that metta is there waiting to express itself. Maybe it's a bit poetic, but it does seem to me that when superficialities occasionally get wiped aside, then metta is there. I like a story that Stephen Covey tells about being on the train. This is the man who wrote The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He's on the train and next to him there's a guy with a few kids, and the kids were just running riot up and down the train. And Stephen Covey was trying to be all good and saintly and being patient and so on. And eventually he just got so riled, he leaned over this guy and said, "Excuse me, sir, do you realise that your children are causing a lot of distress?" And this guy said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. My wife, their mother, just died, and I don't know what to do with them." And it's like suddenly, the whole mental state shifts, and he just says, "Oh, I'm really sorry. Is there anything I can do?" Suddenly, compassion, metta was just there, it's just available, but it just needed to a little bit of understanding, just get rid of the superficialities of the situation. Do you really want people in the fourth stage of your metta bhavana to come to harm? Don't answer that. Would it be easier to forgive them, to love them, if they were terminally ill? So I'll come back to this. So what I'm going to do now is speak a little bit more personally about what I feel blocks metta for me. And I'm a bit more of a vajra type. So this isn't a public, it's not meant as a public confession. I just want to give you something that may stimulate your own reflections, and hopefully some of the things I say will be true for you. No, maybe that's not the right way to say it, but maybe some of the things I say will be true for you, and that will sort of ring bells. But I'm sure each of us have got our own particular patterns that we need to look at as well. So I'm going to talk about the ways that I work with my particular patterns. In the workshop, hopefully you'll have the chance to reflect on your own particular patterns and how you can work, share ways that you work.